everyone, and welcome to Empower Hour. I am your host, Tracy Almond, and always the Denise, lovely Pavernick, is here with us.
Hello.
Hi, Denise. And we are here both to help you discover ways to improve your health and well-being and inspire you to become the better part of you. If you'd like to visit me in person, you can do so at Soulscapes Reiki Healing in Downingtown, 721 East Lancaster Avenue in Downingtown. And you can, where can we find you, Denise?
You can find me at innerstrengthfitnessnutrition.com. You can find us also on Facebook and on Instagram as innerstrengthfitnut. And also, I want to tell about an upcoming class I have going on with Chester County Night School starting September 22nd. You can find me there teaching angel readings, connecting to your divine messengers at Pierce Middle School.
And you know what, Denise?
What's that?
I am teaching at Pierce Middle School, too.
On the same night?
On the same night.
That's so awesome. What are you teaching?
Oh, I forgot. My class is How to Develop Your Sixth Sense. And we are both going Tuesday nights at Pierce Middle School, 6:30 to 8:30. I'm 5 weeks. How many weeks are you going?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yes. Not seven?
No.
No.
Six. Just six.
Well, if you want to check us out at Pierce Middle School.
And meet us in person.
And meet us in person.
And learn how to talk to your angels and.
Or develop your sixth sense.
That's a great place to do it.
Yeah, what you want to do is you want to go on to ChesterCountyNightSchool.org and you would register online. You do not register with Denise and I personally. You have to go on ChesterCountyNightSchool.org.
Yes.
All right, and folks, remember, today you can always call in with any comments or questions. Don't hesitate. Don't be shy. We love when we have callers. You can call in at 610-701-WCHE or 610-701-9243. Well, today we have a really, really good topic. I had posted this all over Facebook.
Same here.
And this topic, how to stay committed, is really... I have to, you know, give kudos up to you, Denise, because you, being a personal trainer, have helped me stay committed to my health. I love the fact that you came up with this topic. So
yes, how to make a commitment to commitment.
How to make a commitment to commitment. Right. We have a guest with us today who's going to give us some tips and topics on how to stay committed. We have the lovely Julia Anthony here, who is a certified personal trainer and a recent graduate of Westchester University. She just graduated in 2015, and I just love young people because they just bring us such good, you know, good analogies. It keeps us young, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And just her level of awesomeness is amazing.
So welcome, Julia, to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
I'm just so excited that she's here. It was like maybe 5-6 weeks ago we talked about this, and it seemed like forever, and now here's the day.
Yeah, it's finally happening.
It's finally happening.
Yep.
So I personally don't know Julia, but Denise, tell us how you met Julia and why you thought she'd be a really good speaker on today's topic.
Well, Kirvin and I go to Anytime Fitness in Exton to get our workouts on, and while we were there, we noticed Julia when she was training people, and we started talking to her, and I was just blown away by her, just watching her train people, and then with talking to her, her level of expertise and passion that she has for what she does. And that's why I thought it would be perfect today for her to come on, especially giving the younger person's point of view on some of the topics that we talk about all the time.
Well, I'm very interested to hear what they've been teaching you at Westchester University. I am just very, very excited for you to be here. So tell us, Julia, how did you get started? Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your journey that brought you to where you are today.
Okay. Well, I actually didn't start in the kinesiology program. I was at a school in upstate New York, and I was doing biology and physics, and decided that I was really interested in life and how it works and why it works, but not spending my whole time in a lab and spending some more time with people. So I ended up transferring to Westchester for kinesiology.
Can you explain to people what kinesiology is, just in case they don't understand that?
It's the study of the body and how it works. In terms of exercise, it's how exercise changes the body and how the body adapts to exercise. But in general, it's sort of like physics applied to the body. Instead of cranes or spaceships or other things that I was studying with physics and bio in upstate New York, it's how the elbow works, how the ankle works, how the knee works, and making the body work like a machine.
Now, let me just ask, the kinesiology, is that like muscle testing that you do?
Arm testing, where
you can get instant feedback?
Yes.
Okay.
You build in lie detector in your own body.
Yeah, I teach that. Any of my listeners that come to me, or students, we teach kinesiology for,
muscle testing.
Muscle testing. Okay. Just want to make sure that was the same thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I decided that I wanted to work with people instead, and I actually have a pretty rare medical condition. So that combined with my passion to start working with people, I wanted to teach people what I had learned about my own body through physical fitness, and how you can transform yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually just by being physically active and moving like we were born to do. So.
Yeah. When you said medical condition, would you want to share about that?
Sure. My body doesn't make cortisol. So if anybody's ever heard of fight or flight, I don't have it. I go into adrenal shock. So it's a type of endocrine disorder. I was born with it. And there's lots of other people who have it. It is more rare. And there's lots of other people who have endocrine disorders. But it certainly makes life interesting and makes me have to think outside the box for how my own body works. So I really like working with people who have particular conditions or situations that they're trying to overcome as well. Working with athletes is certainly fun, but working with people who require a little bit more work and research and time and thinking, that's what I really, really enjoy.
Nice. How did you find out that you had that condition? Was it from childhood?
Yep, both my parents, it's an autosomal recessive disorder. So both my parents carry it but don't have it, and I was one of the lucky ones who got both recessive genes, so I have it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is that what made you go study at Westchester? Is that what you wanted to be because of the condition, or did somebody else, the mentor, somebody else come into your life that made you want to
A lot
teach?
Of people mentored me through some just personal struggles transitioning into college at the first school I went to, and I really found that their mentoring and lifestyle coaching along with exercise brought up this passion in me, and that's why I wanted to switch majors.
So how did you get in? Where was the decision to become a certified personal trainer? How did you decide that, okay, let me take that aspect of it?
I get to work with people every single day, and every single person's different, and it was something that I could do while still in school. So even though I just graduated, I've been training for quite some time now, and my eventual goal is to work with people who have more niche populations, so people who have more specific things that they need to work on and help them through physical activity, even if it's with endocrine. That'd be really, really, really neat. And then add in the nutritional piece as well. So I'm a nutrition minor. I'm not an RD or nutritionist, but the little bit I had at Westchester has certainly come into play already with the clients I've had, and I think it will too moving forward. I've done a little bit of observing at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia with their Healthy Weight program. They have an awesome, awesome program. They're very hands-on and comprehensive, and everybody there loves what they do. And I'd really like to have create something like that, a one-stop shop for people where there's a lifestyle coach, a nutrition, registered dietitian, OTPT, lifestyle coach, what you guys do all in one place. So that
nice.
We can get everything.
Yeah. Kind of share our dream of that.
I mean, isn't it just fascinating how we just, keep going, and then because we put that good positive energy out there, then the younger ones are going to school and they're thinking about that too. I just think that is so amazing. I really do.
And I'm happy that we're in a position, you and I, that we can help people, get them noticed, get them recognized out there of what they're doing and what they're out there doing.
Well, this is what this radio show is all about. I mean, certainly Dr. Lauren on the 411 Wellness Show, I mean, she inspired me and coached me into doing, a radio show, and I just cannot thank her enough to bring people out like Julia or other guests that we've had on the show to get their story out there, get their business out there, and let people know that it doesn't have to be your 9-to-5 job. You can leave that 9-to-5 job like we did.
Yeah.
We left the corporate world and we're living our dream instead of, you know, I don't want to put it, how do I say this in a nice way? Let me choose my words correctly, but, you know, helping others live their dream.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all about living your
passion.
You're
working for the man or is the man working for you?
Right. Oh, here she goes.
Yeah. So let's talk about commitment. Okay. So the topic is.
Yes.
How to make a commitment
and stay committed to your commitment. How to make it work. Because we all, you know, if we think about the beginning of every year, January 1st, we're all making New Year's resolutions. You know, here it is now August. How many people out there are still going after what they said they were going to change this year? And even though it's almost the end of August, it's never too late. Today is the first day of the beginning of the new you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just figuring out, you know, what it is that you really want to change in your life, and then just figure out the next step of what you need to do and go at it step by step.
So Denise sent me Julia's bio, and I'm going to let her read it. What really caught my attention is your verbiage there about what commitment is. So why don't you go ahead and tell us that, what commitment means to you.
Well, I brought this quote here today. I can't say that I came up with it myself, although it's an anonymous quote according
to
all the
research. You should write this down if you're listening.
So commitment means staying loyal to what you said you were going to do long after the mood you set it in has left you.
I just want you to repeat that last, and if my husband is listening, he needs to listen to this part of it. Go ahead. Read that.
We will see him today, yes.
He started a new job today. I don't know where he's at. You know, he's in a new job. I have no idea where my husband's at, to tell you the truth. He's somewhere in Pickeringville. I don't even know where that's at.
Okay, go ahead.
But read the last part of it.
Okay, so
Long after
the mood you said it in has left you.
Because we all get caught up in that mood, don't we? This is what I'm going to do. This is the changes I'm going to make.
Why is that? We're so enthusiastic.
Because you're connected in that moment. That's a moment of connection.
And then how do we tell ourselves that it's okay if the mood changes? Because we are human.
Yeah.
And we are going to change our mind. So I'm a little caught up with the mood part and how to stay, you know, centered and focused like you are right now. You are in me. I see. She's like.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
The question I like to ask is commitment a feeling or a decision, or is it both? And I think that that's what this quote brings up, and I think it's
to repeat
both.
That. Repeat
is
that.
Commitment a decision? Is it a feeling or is it both? And I think that feelings affect your decisions, but commitment is partially a decision. It's not just how you feel. And in order for you to stay committed, you have to really come up with a reason why you want to do what you want to do, not necessarily just fitness, but in any aspect of your life.
What she's saying there is really the balance of the male and female energy flowing through you, where your logical brain is telling you, okay, this is logically why I have to do this. And then also the intuitive side of you is feeling it. So it's bringing the two of those together. Can't have one without the other.
Yeah, balance.
Yeah.
Balancing it out. And but behind all of that, I think you really have to be honest with yourself and ask why you're doing something, and make sure that there's intrinsic reasons for it, reasons that you're doing it for yourself and not just for everyone else or a goal that's outside. You know, I want to do this because I'll be more popular. I want to do this because I'll make more money. Do it because you're passionate, or do it because you want to do it for you.
So what would you say do you see, especially, you know, with the generation that you're growing up in, because it's much different from when we were that age. What do you think is so different now compared to, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago as to why people are not being as committed as they, you know,
used to be?
Yeah.
I mean, 10 or 15 or 20 years ago,
I'm just saying, like, the younger generation, it just seems, we were having this conversation where, you know, today is such a disposable society, you know, where everything is immediate. You want it now, and it's not that working towards something. It's everybody's used to, okay, I can pick up my phone, I can pick up a computer, and everything is right at my fingertips. So how do you work around something like that?
I mean, I think that telling other people what your goals are is really, really important. At Children's Hospital with the Healthy Weight Program, it's very much so a lifestyle change for the child, whether they be 5 years old or 18 years old, but the family has to be very involved as well. So telling friends, family, what your goals are and why you want to do them, to have people keep you on track. But you can't just pick the same types of people. You can't pick everybody who's going to, only people who are going to say, oh, that's great, or only people who are going to say, oh, well, if you're tired today, don't worry about it. You have to pick people who are going to keep you honest to your goal and pick it.
I just want to get back to when you said, what did you say, it's either a feeling or a decision?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think for us, when we are stay committed, is once the soul or the personality decides to do something, I just want to tell our listeners that if you're trying to lose weight, maybe stay in a marriage, maybe stay in school, and you had all good intentions of, you know, following this through and being impeccable with our word, I believe from my own personal, you know, studies and my own, is that once I have decided to, and Denise has taught me this years ago, once you make a decision, I am and I have decided to, are the two strongest words that you can absolutely say. So in children, getting them to understand what a decision is, how would you go about, Julia, teaching them about making a decision and sticking to it and being impeccable? That if we say to ourselves, well, I'm going to lose this weight, and then they decide, well, I'm tired, and mom didn't make me anything, and I'm just going to decide to go down the street and buy a bag of chips. Well, to me, you're causing mistrust in yourself if you decide to go and buy that bag of chips and say, oh, well, I'll just start tomorrow. I'll just start over again. That's not staying committed, and it's not staying impeccable with our word. And it also causes an inner boundary that causes mistrust.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, girls, how you feel about that, because I think that's very important. Well, go ahead. We'll answer that,
okay.
And then we'll go to break.
Okay.
Okay, well, in terms of children, I think that leading by example is really, really, really important. So if you're all on board and you're all going to want to achieve the same goal, especially if it's a child, you have to lead by example. And you can't try to, you can never tell someone to do something you're not willing to do yourself. I will never teach someone or do an exercise with someone that I've never done myself. I'm not just going to go on YouTube and look something up and then have them do it and I have no idea what I'm talking about. Same thing with a child. You have to lead by example, or really anybody.
So do you think that's why people say they're going to do something, like I'm going to run a marathon, and then maybe because they weren't led in the right direction that they don't achieve that? Am I following that?
I honestly think another aspect of this is having, as Julia was saying, having the support around you, but you also want to have the support of someone who's been through what you're wanting to accomplish. So it's great to have all that support of all the people cheering you on, but you need to have that guidance from someone who's done what you want to do.
Great. So that's a great point for our listeners. If you want to do, you made a decision, and then you want to follow it through to the end, working with somebody
who's been there, done that, who, you know, knows what you're going to be facing as you're going along on this journey, can help you anticipate obstacles, overcome obstacles, as opposed to someone who's just kind of cheering you on, not knowing what to expect, is worth its weight in gold.
So you taught me something.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely, now I know when I want to, you know, move forward. I mean, I can look at you and say, I would have never teach the way I taught if it wasn't for you, you know.
Well, thank you.
Telling me that, yeah.
Okay.
So good. So we're going to go to break. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited that Miss Julia is here, and Denise,
oh, yeah,
and Kirvin, and Jonah.
Got a whole crowd.
Jay, we got a whole crowd in here today. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Pat Ward, Chairman and CEO of Penn Liberty Bank. As a locally owned and managed community bank, we understand the importance of helping businesses within our communities to grow and prosper. Penn Liberty Bank has consistently been recognized as one of the top SBA lenders in the Philadelphia region. We have the lending expertise to provide area businesses with the capital they need. Here's Bob Terzak, CEO of Brilliant Graphics in Exton.
Thanks, Pat. I have been in business for 35 years and have never worked with a bank so extraordinary. Penn Liberty Bank is involved in our business and truly cares about our success. They have an exceptional commercial banking team who who is available and approachable. We could not ask for a better business partner. Everyone at the bank champions our business from the stands and on the field, never distanced from the game. When you need an extraordinary bank, call Penn Liberty Bank.
Thanks, Bob. Find out how Penn Liberty Bank can help your business grow. Visit PennLibertyBank.com or stop by any of our 10 conveniently located branches.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Great projects on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful, easy-to-drive BX70 series tractor. Now, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new BX70 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hi, I'm Tracy Allman, owner of Soulscape Reiki Healing in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Did you know that Reiki can help you relieve physical pain, diminish stress, and help you get more out of life? I treat back pain, stress headaches, anxiety, and depression. Reiki is a natural way of helping your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. If you've been injured, suffer from stress or anxiety, call 484-888-8777 to find out how you can improve your well-being.
WCHE, Chester County's local news source that not only tells you what's happening, but is committed to telling you the behind-the-scenes reason why it's happening.
Okay, and we are back, and Julia, just tell us, tell our listeners where they can find you.
Well, right now I'm working at the Anytime Fitness in Exton, like Denise mentioned. So that's at 229 North Pottstown Pike in Exton, Pennsylvania. And then I'm also, I just graduated, but I'm in the process of creating my own business. So it's called Time Under Tension Personal Training and Fitness Concierge. You can find me online. And Denise and I have talked in the past about the difference between excuses or reasons for not doing things and barriers and why people might have those and what those might be. So the purpose of Time Under Tension is to remove as many of those barriers as possible. We create you a personalized program to meet your every need. So whether you're a corporate business person who travels or you're a student who's just going away to school, we build you a program that suits your fitness goals and your health goals. And then if we can't do it for you, because I'm certified as, you know, a strength and conditioning coach and a personal trainer and a TRX, but I don't know everything, so we find the people in your area that can help you and make referrals. So
awesome. And what is the actual website title name?
It's Time Under Tension, and then it's at a Weebly address. So if you type in Time Under Tension Weebly, it'll pop right up. If you type in Time Under Tension in general, you're probably going to get a ton of stuff, because Time Under Tension is actually a way to measure the amount of work your muscles do. And the reason I named the company this is because I feel like we are always under tension, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Time's always under tension for us in our everyday lives, regardless of what we do. So that was the purpose in naming it this.
And Julia wants to invite all of her friends listening right now to call in at 610-701-9243 and ask all those questions you've ever wanted to ask her before. And Tracy and our friends are also invited to do the same while we have Julia here with us today. Okay.
Yeah, so, Julia, let's talk about barriers.
Okay.
You know, so we have these barriers and goals in mind. So how does a barrier start off?
Start off.
Sometimes they catch you off guard.
Yeah.
They totally.
I think that when you set a goal, you don't know what barriers are going to come up, and that's it. Whatever goal you set, it's really a self exploration process.
Mm-hmm.
and transformational. So whether it's a physical goal, like losing weight, or trying to rebuild or rekindle a relationship, you're going to come up with all kinds of barriers. And where that starts from, I think, is a really, really complicated answer and has to do with everything that's happened in the past to the individual.
Yes, because we're always carrying our baggage around.
And everything you want to happen, so it's not very simple.
Well, yeah, because what I teach is if we have these goals in mind and if we're doing what we say we're going to do and we're not being impeccable with our word, then barriers then will present itself. And I look at it, this barriers to me is not a mistakes are good. You know, in my opinion, barriers are really good. So I just, mindset-wise, I just want to let the listeners know, because I treat the show like a platform, is that a barrier is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. It causes better growth than what would have been if it didn't show up.
Because I didn't think that way.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to go to people and remove all these barriers, remove all these character defects.
You take away all the fun.
You know, I'm like, I just want life. I mean, I don't know where, you know, what crib I fell out of, but I'm just like, oh, Jesus, this life is so hard. We got a caller? We got a caller.
Oh, how exciting.
He just pointed to me. Caller, you are on the air.
Tracy and Denise, it's Darcy. How are you?
Hi. Oh, Darcy Lombardo, how are you? My love.
Great show to have today.
Great show.
I'm excited to tune in and listen, and I'm getting a lot of really good information, and a lot of it sounds real familiar, which is nice.
Good. It should sound familiar. So do you have a question for Julia?
You know, I just kind of had some input. I'm wondering, I know for me, and I'm sure for a lot of other people, the big struggle is kind of, I love that word commitment, and I loved the fact that the description of it. And I just wanted to get a little more information on how I know you guys kind of touched on it, but how you keep yourself more committed. Because I know for a lot of people, I'm a very instant gratification person, so... You know, in any event, you know, exercise, weight loss, anything, my biggest issues were if it didn't happen fast enough, then you just kind of get to that point where you think, well, now it's not going to happen.
Well, you know what, Darcy? This is your lucky day because Julia has some amazing points to help you with.
Yeah, and I think, I love that commitment thing. It takes a while to get there, but, I think that, you know, even now.
Okay. Well, how would you help her, Julia?
Well, I think that the issue of time is really important. It's in the name of time under tension. Instant gratification can't happen. It can't, but your goal needs to be realistic. So it doesn't have to happen overnight, but it doesn't even have to happen in a couple months. I think that you have to be honest with yourself and give yourself the okay to make mistakes and have barriers like we just talked about, and then stay committed to the why. So first pick a why and write it down, write post-it notes, make alarms, whatever, put it on your phone, tell other people so that you can stay committed and get guidance from people who have gone through similar things, and then make a timeline for yourself that's really realistic and know that it can change and that your commitment and goal can be flexible, which doesn't really make sense because commitment is steadfastness and you think that it has to be a certain way all the time, but it's okay to move around and be flexible within what you're trying to achieve.
I think key here for you, Darcy, is her question when she says why. You know, why when we lose commitment goals is to re-ask ourselves, why did I start this in the first place? Why did I start the weight loss journey in the first place?
And I'd like to add to this, what I would have you do, Darcy, is make two lists, why and why not. And it will work when your why is bigger than your why not.
I like that, but I think also what she said that I kind of didn't think of before, but I think makes a lot of sense, is the accountability part of it.
Yes.
And putting it out there and letting other people know.
Yes, that's so important.
You know, because then, now not only you feel like you have to honor that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the person of your word, then, I've said I'm going to do this. Now people know I'm going to do this. They're going to ask me every day, how's it going? Did you do more? So I like that part of it.
And the other thing, I think that you really have to, with time, especially if you're saying you're instant gratification, you have to understand in reality of how much time a certain goal really does need in order to happen.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think it's easy to let things fall away because you think to yourself, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds. Well, a month goes by, well, I lost three. Well, three is a lot.
Yeah, it is. But it's not 10, so your mind jumps in and goes, well, it's not 10.
Right, exactly.
But you're closer than you were at the beginning of the month.
Right.
I think you can only compare yourself to yourself.
Absolutely.
So if you lost 3, it's more than before, and then it's 10, and then it's eventually a bigger number or whatever the goal may be. You can't compare yourself to what other people have achieved. It's all relative. You have to compare to yourself. And kind of going along the, can I say
something? Sure, absolutely.
Going along with the accountability bit, this is probably going to sound really corny, but the acronym STAR, so STAR.
We love corny, by the way.
that's why I'm giggling.
For what I do, and what we do at Anytime Fitness, one of the programs we offer is a STAR program. So it stands for Supervised Training and Accountable Results. So I don't know if having that little acronym in the back of your mind will be helpful.
Can you repeat that?
Supervised Training Accountable Results, STAR. So you can probably apply that to pretty much anything.
And see yourself as that STAR.
Yeah, see yourself as accomplishing that.
And I think, Darcy, I think also, too, is we had said in the beginning, is being around the accountability is key, is to be around the right people and to have the right mindset. And just tell our listeners, when we're talking about weight loss, because there's other topics that we can talk about in relationships. I think staying committed in a relationship with ourselves, with our loved ones, with spouses, what are your commitments that you have made that you are proud of or not so proud of, too?
It also comes down to, we had talked about this before. A lot of it, I think, also is about putting yourself in a certain position in your own life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I got to that place for myself. It was a pretty tough road. We talked about this.
Yes.
Before. And I tell you, it's just a brief shout out to Denise. And I tell people this all the time. I've been doing the gym, and I love doing it. I love going there, but I love it when I'm there, and I feel great when I leave. But I met with Denise right before I did my whirlwind vacation thing, and the one thing I realized is that I can push myself a certain way, but I think it's really important. When I met with her and she and I just did like a little consult, how different I felt when she said, okay, now you have to do, or I'd like to see you do 5. Never have to do, but I'd like to see you do 5 of this. Do this for 10 seconds. Because, again, it goes back to that accountability. And I felt different because when I do my own workouts, I decide when I stop.
Absolutely.
And so I really think that was really important. And I can't tell you how many people I told.
Well, thank you so much.
I feel completely different because
good.
This is not me going, okay, I'm done with this machine. I'm done.
So we really appreciate that. We appreciate you calling in today and helping us out.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you again.
All right.
All right.
All right, Darcy. Thank you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
All right. Well, Julie is very popular today. She has another call on the line.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Sally Harvey.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. I just have a comment. I'm listening to this vein of conversation. One thing that came to my mind is when we make commitments to ourselves and when we attempt something that may be difficult, that oftentimes there are lessons in the difficulties.
Absolutely.
And when we fall and pick ourselves back up, if we examine what's going on, then we learn something that makes us better and stronger and gives us the wherewithal to move forward.
And the nice thing about the universe is if you don't get the message the first time, it gets you again and again and again until you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about missing it.
Absolutely. And you can forgive yourself and just say, okay, I didn't get it. Maybe next time I will.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great point. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we have another one? Another caller for you.
Oh,
you're a popular
goodness.
Girl today. All right. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
That's my mom.
Hi.
Yes,
hi, Michelle, mom.
Hi, Julie's mom.
She's great on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm listening
hi, mom.
Here. Hi, Julia. So here's my question.
Okay.
As someone who has battled weight my entire life, for as long as I can ever remember, and a lot of other personal issues in the last 6 years, Julia knows this. Exercise turned my life around and completely has changed how I can cope with everything. But there's been a lot of pitfalls along the way. when you fail, when you say, I've had enough today, I'm going to eat that half pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, how do you forgive yourself and move forward?
Do you want to take that one, Julia, or?
You can start.
Yeah. All right, well, first off, you never fail. All you learn is a little bit more about yourself. You got to see, you know, when we talk about it, it's not perfection. It's practice over and over and over again. And, you know, as you're doing it, if you kind of reflect, figure out what your triggers are, what broke you down in that moment to stop doing what you wanted to do for yourself. You know, are you putting someone else ahead of you? And as women, sometimes we're taught to do that. You know, really just re-examine. For example, with my weight loss journey, 6 years ago, I lost 80 pounds, but it was my sixth attempt at it. I would lose 20 or 30 of it and then go back and regain it all. And the thing was, I didn't fail any of those times, but I learned a lot about myself. And the universe is giving you an opportunity to learn something more about yourself. So the next time that you get faced with that situation, you're going to tell yourself, I'm stronger than this. I'm not going down. I'm going to make a different choice this time.
And
Julia has Julia.
Sorry, Mom.
No, that's okay.
Go ahead, Mom.
No, you go, Jules.
Okay. I think too, the whole idea of having a timeline and knowing that it can be flexible and having permission to not be perfect. Like, commitment sounds like a very steadfast that has to be just like this or it can't happen sort of word. And I don't think that that's the case. And you can give yourself permission to sway within your goals and have leeway as long as you stay committed and you stay focused and you keep answering the question why.
Yeah.
Answering that why question.
Yeah, and figuring out what it was in that moment that made you make that choice and, you know, be aware ahead of time next time that that's not going to happen.
Right. Well, I'm kind of where you are on the multiple journeys. I started mine 6 years ago. I lost 50 pounds and I haven't put any of it back
on. That's
awesome. You know, I've kind of crossed that hurdle, but what I often hear from people who have seen the transition in me is the unwillingness or their inability to recognize that it's a forever change. It
right.
never ends.
It never
and I
ends.
I think that's a very important point.
That's the fun part about it too.
But it's not a bad thing.
No,
I mean,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I think that's maybe a point that could be helpful when you talk about having a coach or someone who's been through what someone else is trying to go through and you're trying to help them through it.
Yes.
People need to understand that this is not a beginning and an end. It's forever and ever in a positive way.
Yeah, we
know. It becomes part of you.
It's always evolving.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in today. We're glad to hear from you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Love you.
You're welcome, Julia. Love you.
We'll go to break, and we'll be right back after this.
Radio PA's Ask the Governor program brings you extended Q&As with Governor Tom Wolf, and you have a chance to be part of the show every month. Have a question or comment about taxes, government spending, or any other topic that impacts your life? Well, send your questions and comments to Governor Wolf anytime by visiting pamatters.com and clicking the Ask the Governor link at the top of the page. We'll present your questions to Governor Wolf during every show. John in Mount Lebanon wrote in, when are the politicians going to Hanover Township for our next question? And Phil writes, in will people buying food with Wilkes-Barre's our next stop. Anthony, the award-winning Ask the Governor program from Radio Pennsylvania, now featuring Governor Tom Wolf. Visit pamatters.com to have your voice heard and to view video clips from all our Ask the Governor tapings. Ask the Governor is a production of Radio PA, Top Flight Media, and pamatters.com.
This is Governor Tom Wolf. I'm ready to answer your questions, so stop by pamatters.com today.
Nursing home neglect is on the rise. Hi, I'm attorney Steve Karp from the Chester County personal injury law firm of Karp and Hart. My partner Peter Hart and I have seen an increase in the number of calls from families who have parents in nursing homes who have been injured. Patients who are bedridden or confined to a wheelchair require the skilled nursing care which they pay for. If they're abused or neglected, they can sustain bed sores and ulcers leading to infection and death. Our elderly clients have also suffered from falls from being left unattended. The result, a broken hip. If you believe your family member has been harmed by the neglect of a nursing home facility, give us a call. The number is 610-430-2200. That's 610-430-2200. Or check out our website at carpenthartlaw.com. The elderly should spend their last years being taken care of, not being taken advantage of. Please join us every Tuesday at noon when Carp and Hart hosts Legal Talk on WCHE.
Do you want to eat healthier and exercise but don't know where to start? Are you bored of your current food choices and exercise program? Inner Strength Fitness, located in Downingtown, can help you. Inner Strength Fitness offers customized nutrition plans and exercise programs that can get you results. Call now at 610-425-0105 to schedule your free consult. Get on track now for a healthier, happier new you. Inner Strength Fitness, nutrition.com.
WCHE 1520 AM, Chester County's best commercial radio station.
Wait a minute, isn't this Chester County's only commercial radio station?
Oh, we're Chester County only. Chester County's best and only commercial radio station.
All right, and we are back, and we're talking with Ms. Julia Anthony. We had some callers calling in. Thank you, callers, for your comments and for questions. It certainly is nice to talk with the people out there and keep that energy going.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to shift gears here a little bit, and Julia is going to tell us, you know, some other referred words to commitment, what commitment means in self-worth.
I think that commitment and self-worth are completely related.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel... If you feel inside like your goal is worthy and you have a reason why that relates to you and has to do with why you want to achieve it and accomplish it, and you think that you're worthy enough to complete that goal, then you will have more success than if you do it for a different reason. Or if you do it and you don't think that you're worth success, you don't think that you're worth the bonus, or you're worth losing the weight, or you're worth maintaining a relationship with somebody.
Absolutely. You know, all the issues in my life coaching classes and helping people always come down to, regardless of what the issue is, it always comes down to not feeling good enough, not being enough, not feeling good enough. And, you know, we're always trying to figure out that thing, you know, I'll be happy when this happens, I get this job, I reach this weight. And really, you know, before you start your journey to whatever it is that you're going to commit yourself to, you have to find the personal happiness in that moment that you are where you are, this is your starting point. And never again will you be at this point. You got to make those kind of, you know, self-talk dialogue to yourself to help bring up that self-worth, because your whole life, not only have you heard it outside of you that you're not good enough, but sometimes we do our own most damage and are inside our own heads.
Mm-hmm. I really think, yeah, going along lines with that, it's important to look forward to the future and maybe plan for the future and have goals for the future. But something that I learned in school and from one of my mentors is to ask myself the question, what time is it now and where am I here?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those are two really important
I like that.
Questions to ask and remind yourself about, just like the STAR acronym and these other things.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, you have here, you had brought some other ways that we use the word commitment and commit, and maybe sometimes the word commitment even will have like a negative connotation to it in effect of some of the other things that you had mentioned before, you know, you're going to mention now.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are afraid of commitment.
Yeah.
They don't want to feel like they're stuck in...
Why is that? Why are men so afraid of commitment?
Right away.
And getting married? Like, seriously. Like, what is that? Jay? Are you married? No! No, why? Because I can't commit to one woman.
Well, I think even too, like with gym, at the gym, I'll bring it back to the gym. Even at the gym,
good segue.
People don't want to have gym memberships.
Yeah.
They don't want to commit to 18 months because it's 18 months. They'd rather have month to month or day to day or just come for free. I'm not really sure, but they don't want to commit to something. It feels like you can't change your mind.
I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong. Let me just reiterate before we get written up here. But, you know, it's okay if you can't commit to, a monogamous relationship. That is perfectly okay.
You can commit to not committing. There's a commitment right there.
Exactly. You can commit to not committing, and that's okay. I just,
it's all good.
It's all good.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it with that.
I think, too, commitment, though, has a negative connotation, and this is something we talked about in one of my classes at Westchester, is that commitment can be a good thing to a goal, but it can also be, I don't want to say addiction, but, mm-hmm. like, you can be committed to something to the point where it's not good. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could be committed to an asylum.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly.
So, or jail.
Yeah, and sometimes, so maybe we need to change the word commitment to something else or somehow put a nice, light, positive spin onto it.
Mm-hmm. But over break, you mentioned motivation.
Motivation, yeah.
And I don't think that they're the same thing. Mm-hmm. To me, motivation is more like I saw this picture on Pinterest and now I'm motivated to go do whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think that commitment comes more from within. Motivation to me is more extrinsic. But that's just me. Maybe mm-hmm. other people.
Motivation starts you and then commitment ends you.
Keeps you.
It keeps you. And I think we beat ourselves up so deeply when we lose that motivation or the mood. And I'm just recycling it back to the beginning comment is what you said was, commitment means staying loyal to what you said you were going to do long after the mood said it has left you. So once the mood leaves you, okay, mm-hmm. why do we have a tendency to not then stay committed?
Well, and I'll show some of my human side here. As a personal trainer myself, there are days that the last thing I want to actually do is go to the gym and work out.
I believe that.
And, after training everybody else all day long, which I absolutely love, to then have to go and do my own workout. And, just imagine doing your work for someone all day and then coming home and doing that again for yourself. And it is okay every once in a while to say, I just can't do it today. I need a break. I need a breather. I need a day off. So before it gets out of hand, try to acknowledge that. We're not saying take every day off.
No, I was just thinking that maybe, most trainers just, I don't know. I was a hairdresser. I loved looking at myself all day. that's my human 15, 20 years ago. I'm sorry. But I see the guys and they're training.
I used to get teased about that a lot. That the reason why I was a personal trainer is because I get to be in front of the mirror all day.
I like to look at myself, right?
But in my training studio, we don't have any mirrors up. So that's
true.
Why I have to go to Anytime Fitness, because I have to look at myself a certain amount each time each day. When no one else is looking. But no, seriously, though, you don't have to hold yourself up to perfection. And, there are going to be those days where, there have been days where the last thing I want to do is go into the gym and train, and I do. And I'm so glad I did after I came out. But there's days where, I literally, the one time, walked into the gym and was so burnt out, and I got on the treadmill for, a minute, shut it off, turned it out, and walked away and walked out the gym. I couldn't.
Fine.
You know what I mean? So, everybody's human, but you don't want to take that to the level of an excuse where you're going to totally not want to do something day in and day out. But it's okay every once in a while to give yourself a break.
I always tell people that consistency is what's important. So if you can't commit to going to the gym an hour a day, 6 days a week because of your schedule, and most people can't, 10 minutes three mm-hmm. times a day is okay. For most days of the week, you don't have to be one extreme, and you don't have to be the other extreme. I think that consistency is really important. Like, one of my goals right now, it has nothing to do with fitness. It's to not be on my phone doing work when I'm with my fiance, because work follows me home and it messes everything up. So that's just a little goal, but I'm consistently trying to do it, and it's definitely affecting the present moment and making things better.
And I have to agree, Julie. I mean, times have changed so much. I mean, what's trendy now are these fit walkers, these apps that you can help you train, where people just cannot commit to go to the gym. And then there's also people that believe that they just accept themselves the way that they look. I mean, I was just at the beach, in Rehoboth, and, there's lots of fit people there. There's a lot of unfit people there, and everybody seemed to be having a good time.
Well, that's the most important thing. Are you happy where you are.
Yeah,
if you're happier you are,
exactly.
That then wonderful. You know, that congratulations. It's but you know, how many people do you truly, and especially women, how many truly do you find that are happy with how they look, how they feel, their energy level?
Oh, I beat myself up at the beach. I mean, oh my gosh, I have to put a wrap on to go up to the bathroom, and I have to put a wrap on to go down to the beach, and
I don't think though that I think all of what you just said relates back to the self-worth comment
Absolutely.
That we brought up before, but I also don't think that self-worth is only just physical,
mm-hmm.
Which is definitely, I always go back to time under tension in my head, which I might be committed to it. I'm not really sure. It might be a little obsessive thought, but
never.
This idea that everything is interconnected, mm-hmm. and it's spiritual, emotional, and physical. So it's not just one or the other. I think that self-worth really encompasses all three, and consistency in achieving whatever goal you're trying to achieve is what will help you get there.
And I think, you know, to add to that, one of the things that I've learned is that the very first moment I wake up in the morning, I take a few minutes of my time. It's almost like an awakening meditation that I do, where I go over my day and my choices ahead of time. I make my choices even before my feet touch the floor of how my day is going to go and who I'm committed to, what I'm committed to, what I stand for, who I am as a person. And that kind of just makes it so much easier as the day starts to unfold, because you bring to you what you think about. And when you wake up in the morning, you know, the ego has the least amount of hold on you from being asleep the night before. You got to recharge. So therefore, when you set the intention for your day has no choice but other to follow the intention that you set.
And I think at night, too, you could do the same thing. Done the same thing, which mm-hmm. is just think about all the things you're grateful for. And
absolutely.
Think about that, not all the stresses of the next day or days to come, but all the things that you're grateful for before you go to bed.
Absolutely.
Julia, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Trick question.
I love to travel, so I'd like to have my own business. I want this time under tension to become more of a thing. And the idea is that we provide fitness or health. It's not just fitness. I think that wellness means a lot of different things.
It does.
To
wellness
a lot of different people.
Umbrella.
So just we offer the wellness umbrella to everyone, no matter where they are. Really, I'd really like to spread that out and make it available to the people who need it most, which is really everybody. I think we were all born to move,
mm-hmm.
and everybody should have self-worth and be able to really enjoy their life and live their dreams.
I personally think we should just all go back to farming. I'm telling you, because farming keeps you in shape. You know that the food's good. There's no, you know, pesticides, GMOs. I just think we should go back to farming and farm our own food. Don't you agree?
I've always wanted a little small farmette.
I mean, it's what my grandparents grew up with. I mean, you went down to my grandmother's basement. It's like going to a grocery store. She had everything. Everything jarred, everything contained, and everything was grown in her ground.
The only thing is my barn would be a gym.
Oh,
yeah.
That's okay.
What did
you do with those ropes?
You know?
We just made a garden. So
you just made a garden. It's lovely. Yeah. Isn't it lovely?
It's awesome.
Gardening is so therapeutic. It's grounding.
Yes.
It's therapeutic. I mean, when was the last time you smelled a very good tomato? Think about that. The tomatoes you buy in the store, they don't even smell anymore. Yeah. There's absolutely, and I smell them. Am I not right? I smell the tomatoes, and they don't smell as good as when you go to your yard and smell, right?
It takes work, though, and people don't, that whole instant gratification thing, people don't want to have to work for the food, I guess. I don't know. We love it.
So let's sum up some topic points here for our listeners today, especially if they kind of tuned in on the second half of the show of, you know, what is it that you have to do when you're ready to make a commitment? What are the pointers that you want to reiterate to them of what they should be thinking about?
Okay, so the first is have a why. Why do you want to commit to whatever you're committing to, and why are you deciding to do this? And definitely have reasons down, written, alarms, whatever. Always come back to the why, so that when that feeling goes away, you can still stay committed. Tell other people so that you can stay accountable, and not just your best friends and everybody who's going to sugarcoat everything thing for you, but kind of keep you honest and on the right track. And then also have a realistic timeline, but give yourself permission to have leeway and not necessarily, a mistake isn't a mistake, but have leeway to not be perfect. You don't have to be perfect, and your timeline can shift a little bit.
And what about reward? Does that come in anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
How do you reward yourself?
Absolutely.
How do you reward yourself after you lost weight?
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I did when I was losing the large amount of weight is every 10 pounds, I collect the Willow Tree Angels. And every 10 pounds, I would go and I would buy myself one as a reward. So I wasn't rewarding myself with food because, you know, that was one of the things that got me.
Well,
yeah, no rewarding with food. But, yeah, It's you have to be your biggest cheerleader. You have to be the one giving yourself your own high fives. You know, you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror. And in one of my classes, I think it's in my angel class, where I make everybody for homework that week, once a day, we start off the first night, 1 minute. They have to look at themselves in the mirror and just praise themselves out loud, face to face with themselves, of why they rock, why they're so wonderful, how awesome they are. And then each night they increase to the minute. Because that really, it may feel awkward in the beginning, mm-hmm. but eventually you're reteaching yourself your self-talk.
Mm-hmm. It's very awkward in the beginning. Where can we tell the listeners again where we can find you? We're going to have to wrap this up. It's been so much fun.
The Anytime Fitness in Exton, 229 North Pottstown Pike. That's where you can see me in person. And then visit Time Under Tension, Personal Training and Fitness Concierge, and help my company sort of get off the ground here.
And you also have a page on Facebook, too.
I do have a page on Facebook called Time Under Tension. There's Time Under Tension on Instagram. They're all interlinked to one another. So if you go to the website, you can get to the Facebook. If you go to the Facebook, you can get to the website.
And do you have any events coming up, anything like that?
I'm thinking about doing a Groupon event and giving out some personal training sessions at a discounted price. On the website, you'll notice that no prices are listed because everybody's different.
Absolutely.
And all the programs will require very, very different things. So I'll go on the website, and what you can do is you can contact me, and then we'll get in touch in terms of the assessments and moving forward so that we can build you your own personalized plan to fit your schedule.
Awesome.
Well, your mom should be very proud of you. I don't know who paid for college, but you certainly got a wonderful education there at Westchester University. You're very knowledgeable.
Not to mention that she's an awesome personal trainer. I've seen her in action.
And she's very physical fit. And I just think you're just one fine young lady. Thank you so much for being on the show. And empowering us and empowering our listeners. Thank you so much, Julia. See, you did it. Not too hard, huh?
Hey, real quick, what's coming up next week?
Oh, next week we have the author, Elizabeth Barker. You want to tune into this one, too. This is such a great topic. She is coming out with a book called Changed by Chance. This is a woman who has three children. She lost one, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was carrying her third baby. She has written a memoir that is coming out September 15th, and we are going to have her in the studio to share her story. What a triumph. What a black stallion. I mean, to hear her story is just really, really empowering and amazing. Elizabeth Barker is going to be here with us sharing her book.
Awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Folks, and again, be light, be bright, be a star, be the shining light that you are. Till next week, namaste.
Goodbye.